In the day's other news, the mayor of Minneapolis called for criminal charges against a white policeman after a black man died in custody. George Floyd pleaded he could not breathe when the officer pressed a knee to his neck. Four officers have been fired, but there were new protests overnight. We'll get much more after the news summary. In Hong Kong, thousands of people protested today against curtailing civil liberties. Police fired pepper pellets and arrested 360 demonstrators who condemned efforts to outlaw disrespect for China's national anthem. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo declared Hong Kong may no longer qualify for special trade benefits. We'll return to this story as well later in the program. President Trump is bashing social media after Twitter slapped fact-check warnings on two of his posts. He had alleged without proof that mail-in voting is rife with fraud. Today, he accused big tech companies of anti-conservative bias and warned, quote, "We will strongly regulate or close them down." Any such action would likely require congressional approval. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has stepped up criticism of the president for refusing to wear a mask in public. The former vice president called Mr. Trump a fool last night. Today, he renewed the attack during an event with Pennsylvania's Governor Tom Wolf.
Wearing one of these masks when you're outside is not a partisan issue. The Secret Service outside my house here, they all have the mask on. We don't talk. We don't talk unless I walk out with the mask on. It is a matter of protecting other people, not just yourself, other people. That's what this is about.
On Monday, Biden wore a face mask during a Memorial Day event, and the president retweeted a post that appeared to mock him for it. NASA today had to scrub the first launch of astronauts from U.S. soil in nearly a decade. Storms kept two astronauts and their SpaceX rocket stalled at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. They'll try again on Saturday to reach the International Space Station. Americans have been hitching rides on Russian spaceships since the last space shuttle flight in 2011. Meanwhile, Boeing announced today that it is cutting more than 12,000 jobs from a workforce of 160,000. Sales of the company's jetliners have plummeted during the pandemic. Boeing also said that it has resumed low-level production of the 737 MAX jet after two fatal crashes grounded the planes last year. A tropical storm made landfall near Charleston, South Carolina today with almost no warning. Bertha came ashore just after forming and caused minor flooding. It is a second named storm before hurricane season officially starts on June 1st. On Wall Street, stocks surged again on hopes for economic revival. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 553 points to close at 25,548. The Nasdaq rose 72 points, and the S&P 500 added 44. And playwright and pioneering AIDS activist Larry Kramer has died in New York of pneumonia. He fought for bold action against HIV and for gay rights in the 1980s and 90s. Jeffrey Brown looks at his life.
Have you told them there's an epidemic going on?
Says who?
The government.
Which government? What, our government? An epidemic.
In The Normal Heart, his 1985 play and later an HBO film, Larry Kramer wrote of love, agony, and anger in the early years of AIDS. It was the subject of much of his work as writer and activist.
Act up! Fight back! Bear rising now!
He was a founder of the Gay Men's Health Crisis, and later the group ACT UP, whose public confrontations demanded attention and urgent action to address the growing AIDS crisis.
Plague! 40 million infected people is a plague! We are in the worst shape we have ever been in.
He was passionate, often loud, but he was heard, including when he took on then-prominent AIDS researcher Dr. Anthony Fauci. Kramer labeled Fauci an incompetent idiot. The two would later come to mutual respect and even friendship. Today, Fauci, one of the leaders of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, spoke to Judy about Kramer.
I'm very sad that we've lost him. He was just an extraordinary man. He changed totally. By his extraordinary iconoclastic and theatrical ways of doing things, he changed the relationship between the afflicted community with a given disease and the scientific and regulatory community that has such a great impact on them. He said, you can't be separate. You got to keep us in the tent. We've got to be in there with you.
Kramer dealt with illness for much of his adult life. He was infected with HIV and separately liver disease. A novelist and nonfiction writer as well, at his death, he was working on a new play centered on the current pandemic. Larry Kramer was 84 years old.
Still to come on the NewsHour, protests erupt in Minnesota following the police-involved death of an unarmed black man. Hong Kong reacts to the Chinese government's attempt to exert greater control, and the challenges of childcare in the time of COVID.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.